Good morning.
Morning,
Saints.
Sometimes silence is enough. I don't remember who, but someone once said, "Don't speak unless you can improve upon silence." But nevertheless, we speak. And I think that speech can sometimes be skillful means, a way of guiding people in the practice. The most important thing is not to get attached to speech, to what someone, anyone, has to say. In my house, in my apartment, I have a room set aside. It's a small zendo. And one morning when I was sitting, it was pouring rain. And eventually the rain stopped, but the water was still dripping off the roof. And some of it was hitting the concrete windowsill, which was behind my altar. And it was just drip, 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 drip. And my attention was caught by this sound. And without even realizing it, I became deeply engrossed in the dripping water. There was something undefinably touching and beautiful about the experience of being one with that dripping water. Afterwards, I found myself reflecting on the experience, thinking about how in Zen, the senses are frequently the entry to insight. The senses, sound, smell, taste, touch, just the simple, direct experience. No story that we create that goes along with the experience. So there's a famous koan which is about this issue, and it's a story about, now you have to forgive me with the Chinese pronunciations, but Xiang Yan, a student of the famous Chinese Zen master Pai Chang. And Xiang Yan was exceptionally brilliant, quick-witted, strong in analytical power and logic. He had logical acumen and steeped in Zen literature and steeped in the scriptures. And it was said that he could give 10 answers in a single moment to a single question, just like that. And eventually, Pai Chang died. And shortly after his death, Xiang Yan met with Pai Chang's successor, Qu Shan, and he asked Qu Shan if he could continue his studies under him. And Qu Shan said, "Sun Yan, you have remarkable intellect and ingenuity, which enables you to understand ideas and unfold their consequences. I would like to ask you to tell me something about your state before your parents were born." And this question plunged Xiang Yan into a thick fog. He did not know what to think. And returning to his room, he feverishly searched all his books for something appropriate to say in answer to this question. But he could not find a single sentence to use. Xiang Yan returned to Qu Shan and pleaded with him, "Please, please tell me something so I can understand." And Qu Shan said to him, "If I tell you, in the future you will reproach me for having done so." He says, "Anyway, whatever I speak still belongs to me and has nothing to do with you." So in despair, Xiang Yan burned all of his books and vowed to become a mendicant monk, moving from one place to another. And he left the monastery and began wandering, and eventually came upon a sacred gravesite of the sixth patriarch of Chinese Zen, Huineng, which had been seriously neglected. He, Xiang Yan, decided to stay at this gravesite and maintain it as a shrine. And day after day, he had no worldly thoughts. All of his attention was focused on sweeping. and one day he swept a pebble into the bamboo grove inside the shrine. And the pebble hit a piece of bamboo and went. At that sound, he declared, "One tak, all that I knew, one tak, and I have forgotten all that I knew." Xian Yan had gathered insight, had gained insight. He was enlightened. Dogen once said, "You hear the sound of the Dharma with the body first and the mind last." And he is saying that in Zazen, there is a shift from our usual way of relating to the world, relating to the world with our intellect. And that shift is from intellect, thinking, to a physical way, directly through the body. It is through our body that we experience our true nature. That is because it is inconceivable. It cannot be grasped by the mind. But later we use our intellect to describe and communicate this experience. But don't stay stuck on the words, on the story that we tell about our experience, because it'll be lost. We can tell it, but don't get attached to the description. Now another Zen master, who is more famous than Dogen, I didn't know that there was anybody more famous than Dogen. But this Zen master is known to Western students. And his name is Yogi Berra. And Yogi Berra said, "You can't think and hit at the same time." This wisdom applies to our practice as well. You can't really sit and think at the same time. You can't really light the incense and think at the same time. You can't really hear the rain dripping outside and think at the same time. And this is because Zen is a direct experience beyond thinking. Thinking is the problem. The stories that the mind creates is the problem. That's why we trust our body. The body doesn't think. It's just... Right? Feel that. Right? Feel that in our body. Right? And notice that a second after there's... The mind goes, "Oh, well, he's doing this because he's..." You know, that's the story. So don't get attached to that story. Don't make a big fuss about it. Just don't get attached to it. So finally, Dogen in the Shobo Genzo asked, "Is the way attained through the mind or through the body?" So remember, as we think about it, the way can never be grasped. If we allow our thinking mind to be still and cast away views and understanding, the way will be realized. Xian Yan realized the way after he let go of his brilliant intellect, allowing his mind to finally be at rest, and thus directly hearing the sound of the pebble bouncing off the bamboo. And so he was enlightened through his body. Thank you.